Hello and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Today, the music of Sir Edward Elgar. We'll be hearing his cello concerto and also the Sea Pictures featuring mezzo-soprano Dame Janet Baker. A word or two about Elgar's cello concerto in E minor, Opus 85. His last notable work, a cornerstone of solo cello repertoire. Elgar composed it in the aftermath of the First World War when his music had already gone out of fashion with the concert-going public. In contrast with his violin concerto, which is lyrical and passionate, the cello concerto is, for the most part, contemplative. The first performance was a debacle because Elgar and the performers had been deprived of adequate rehearsal time. The work did not achieve wide popularity until the 1960s, when a recording by Jacqueline Dupré caught the public imagination and became a classical bestseller. The concerto was composed during the summer of 1919 at Elgar's secluded cottage near Fiddlesworth, Sussex, where during previous years he had heard the sound of the artillery of World War I rumbling across the channel at night from France. In 1918, Elgar underwent an operation in London to have an infected tonsil removed. After regaining consciousness after sedation, he asked for pencil and paper and wrote down the melody that would become the first theme in the concerto. He and his wife soon retired to the cottage in an attempt to recover from their health problems. Then in 1918, Elgar composed three chamber works, which his wife noted were already noticeably different from his previous compositions. And after their premieres in the spring of 1919, he began realizing his idea of a cello concerto. We will be hearing the very celebrated cellist Jacqueline Dupré in the recording featured on Opus today, and a few words about the artist. She was a British cellist and at a young age achieved enduring mainstream popularity, unusual for a classical artist. Despite her short career, Jacqueline Dupré is regarded as one of the greatest cellists of all time. Her career was cut short by multiple sclerosis, which forced her to stop performing at the age of 28. She battled the illness for many years until her death at the age of 42. Posthumously, she was the subject of a film titled Hillary and Jackie that was factually controversial. In 1963, Dupré performed at the Proms, playing the Elgar Concerto with Sir Malcolm Sargent. Her performance of the concerto proved so popular that she returned 3 years in succession to perform the work. At her September 3, 1964 prom concert, she performed the Elgar Concerto, which became a favorite at the Proms, returning every year until 1969. In 1965, at the age of 20, Dupré recorded the Elgar Concerto for EMI with the London Symphony Orchestra and Sir John Barbirolli, which brought her international recognition. This recording has become a benchmark for the work and one which has never been out of catalog since its release. We're going to hear that famous recording now on the EMI label featuring Jacqueline Dupré playing the cello with the London Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Sir John Barbirolli for Edward Elgar's Cello Concerto in E minor, Opus 85.
Thank you.
the acclaimed cellist Jacqueline Dupré with the London Symphony Orchestra, Sir John Barbarolli, conducting for that acclaimed recording on the EMI label of Sir Edward Elgar's Cello Concerto in E Minor, Opus 85. And next we're going to hear Elgar's Sea Pictures for Contralto and Orchestra, composed in July 1899. Soon after, this work was performed for Queen Victoria at Balmoral Castle. The different pieces of the Opus 37 Sea Pictures include one Sea Slumber Song, text by Roden Noel. Next, In Haven, Capri, with text by Elgar's wife, Alice Elgar. Next is Sabbath Morning at Sea, based on text by E.B. Browning. Next is Where the Corals Lie by Richard Garnett. And last, The Swimmer, with text by A. Lindsay Gordon. Here is mezzo-soprano Dame Janet Baker, with the London Symphony Orchestra. Sir John Barbarolli conducts for the Opus 37 Sea Pictures of Sir Edward Elgar.
Storms are sweeping soon. with tempest and wind, with thunder, and clad with lightning and shod with sleet, and strong winds treading the swift waves under the flying rollers with frothy feet. One gleam like a bloodshot sword blade trains on the skyline, staining the green gulf crimson. A death stroke fiercely dealt by a dim sun that strikes through.
The amazing mezzo-soprano Dame Janet Baker with the London Symphony, led by Sir John Barbirolli, for Sea Pictures, Opus 37 of Edward Elgar. This is Gretchen Gondek, your host for Opus. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College.